Good afternoon. Well, on Thursday, the Aussie market went from strength to strength from where it was at around lunch, and we actually finished just 2 points away from the best levels of the day. We had the ASX 200 up 98 points, or close to 1.7% today. It means we're on a three-day winning streak now. We also hit the best levels in 3 weeks as well. So that positive start to the new financial year continues now for a second day. Importantly as well, the ASX 200 has actually closed above that 6,000-point mark for the first time since the 10th of June. Now, 3 weeks ago when that happened, we were only at these levels for about 2 days, and then the market fell back quite quickly. So we'll wait and see if there's a little more longevity with this rally, or if we're going to find ourselves back below 6,000 in the next day or two, particularly considering that there is a risk with COVID-19 at the moment. We of course know that Victoria is a bit of a trouble spot at the moment with 10 postcodes, that's more than 30 suburbs actually in lockdown at the moment. But then in the last couple of hours, we've also heard that there are concerns in Sydney as well. 50 employees from the Balmain Woolworths store in Sydney are apparently now in isolation after a worker there tested positive who actually travelled from Melbourne to Sydney. So that is certainly a little bit or something to watch for markets, and we'll wait and see if it has any sort of negative impact. But for the time being, the market is still above 6,000 points, and this is despite the concerns around that illness, not only in Australia but also overseas as well. Something else to watch is volumes behind the actual improvements today. So about $7.5 billion, which about 6 months ago that would have been a very heavy volume, but it certainly is a little weaker than what we've seen in the last month or so. In fact, about 25% less than the average we've seen over the past 20 trading days. So what that means is that the buyers have still been in the market, but the eagerness isn't quite there yet perhaps to push higher. We'll just wait and see. Tonight, futures as well out of the US are showing a relatively flat start, so we'll see if that eventuates and how the US market performs. Something that will be important to watch in America tonight will be an update on jobs, which is out just once a month, usually out on a Friday, but this time around it's out a day early because of the Independence Day holiday that will keep the American markets closed tomorrow. So this is a very important report. There'll be a number of things to watch here, but essentially the forecasts are important, even though you can take them with a grain of salt. So at the moment the market is anticipating jobs to jump by about 3 million in the US in the month of June. The unemployment rate could also improve from about 13.3% down to about 12.4%. Now, even though economists have been way off this in recent months, the reason why that's important is that if the number we get tonight misses this significantly, either much better or much worse than expected, you can certainly see currencies moving around, bonds, but then also shares as well. And that can provide either a positive or negative lead for our market tomorrow. But back to the Aussie market now, we've had gains everywhere today. Over 80% of companies on our market improved, which is impressive. There were a few losers, similar to what we saw at lunch. Basically, building products makers like Fletcher Building and Boral were down. A couple of the gold miners were down, but only just, in particular Northern Star and also Evolution. They fell about half, but we did see Newcrest Mining managing to push a touch higher today. Outside of that, there were gains everywhere. The banks were up. They were off to a slow start, but they came back strongly this afternoon. We also had the big banks up in the order of 1.7%, and miners also, which got off to a slow start, also came back this afternoon. So those two sectors, substantial parts of the market, that certainly was very, very helpful. The best performers, though, remain those technology names. So companies like Afterpay. Afterpay hit a record high today. It surged by 9.5% by the end of the session. Now, one reason why that's impressive is how strong the gains have been for Afterpay recently. Now, today a broker upgraded its forecast for where Afterpay shares could be in the next 12 months. But earlier this year, Afterpay shares actually hit a low of $8.01. And today it closed at $68.16. And most of the stocks in that space have also done quite well. Doesn't mean this will continue, but it certainly does mean that they've had a very, very good run recently. Xero, the accounting software group, hit a record high by the end of the session, up 1%. NextDC, which is a data center operator, also hit a fresh record high today, lifting 0.75%, and even Ansell hit a record high, although it did fade a bit and finished largely flat by the end of the session. Plenty of attention given to retail stocks as well. That was mainly because of Kathmandu, the adventure retailer. came out with a trading update this morning, which was generally quite well received, a reason why its shares were up more than 9%. So the company said that online spending in particular has been very, very strong for its Kathmandu brand, but also Rip Curl that it bought in recent times. So online spending has jumped. The company said that in the past 6 weeks, in fact, spending for Kathmandu up 12.5%, Rip Curl up in the order of 2%, but it was a little cautious about the future, considering we don't really know where we're going to be as far as store closures potentially and any potential shutdowns that continue to take place and how that could impact consumer confidence. So that is certainly an area of concern for not only Kathmandu, but most retailers. Having said that, those online retailers went through the roof. Temple & Webster up 17% today, record high, and online retailer Kogan.com also hit a record high, lifting in the order of 5.9%. Commodity prices, oil was up in overnight trade, gold and iron ore both down. The Aussie dollar a winner, 69.3 US. But as I said, the big thing to watch tonight will be those figures on jobs in the US, which could very well impact currencies and also our market. Enjoy the night.